children in England between the ages of 4 and 10 are roughly having more than 11 grams of sugar at breakfast alone. And that's almost 3 cubes of sugar. And that's literally before the school bell rings.
And what's that down to? Is it because of the cereals that they're being fed?
Well, it's down to a mixture of things. So certainly they're eating sugary breakfast cereals. It's also the types of drinks that they're consuming as well. So it might be something like a juice drink or a fruit juice. Some are even having soft drinks, and potentially that's on the way to school that they've purchased at the corner shop.
So what's your message today then, particularly to parents?
Well, a message today is to parents to find out exactly how much sugar, salt and saturated fat is in their children's diets in the first instance. And the way that they can do that is by downloading the Be Food Smart app. So the app that we're launching today has got lots of information around the amount of sugar, saturated fat and salt in the kinds of foods, everyday foods and drinks that they've got in their kitchen cupboard or in their fridge.
And you're obviously hoping that this is maybe going to change parents' attitudes, but I guess some of these cereals that maybe aren't the best for the children, they're always quite appealing, aren't they, to youngsters? They don't want to eat other things.
Yeah, of course. I mean, young children in particular, it can be a little bit of a battle of the wills at the breakfast table, if you like. I think one of the things that parents can do is to try to, certainly to swap out those sugary breakfast cereals. Now, obviously, if they make a quick change, you know, immediately, the children are probably more likely to say or reject it. So one of the things that you can do is to mix, let's say, your current sugary cereal with a less sugary cereal, such as a wheat-based biscuit cereal, for example.
How important is it for children to have that breakfast and that good start to the day, especially before they get to school? I mean, we always say breakfast is the most important meal, don't we?
Well, it's really important that children have a healthy breakfast going to school. It sets them up nicely for the day. It means they're more likely to be able to get to work rather than concentrating on their rumbling stomach, if you like. But obviously, what they eat is also important. We know that as well as having too much sugar in their diet, and some of that, as I said, only some of it is coming from breakfast cereals, they're also not having enough fibre. And one of the things, if they're having, let's say, the likes of a wheat-based biscuit cereal or a porridge, then they're more likely to be getting more fibre into their diet too.